Hi, my name is Brandon, and I'm an alcoholic.
Brandon.
My sobriety date is August 1st, 2015. Let's see what it was like, or what happened. Well, my family, I was raised by a good family, but my dad was an alcoholic, and I kind of like followed his steps a little bit. That's later on, though. And like back in school, like I was always like, I don't know, like playing in sports and stuff. Played football, baseball, golf. I was always very athletic. But later on down in life, I started getting in contact with a lot of the wrong crowd. And so I started smoking weed. And then now all of a sudden led to drinking. And at the time, my dad was a liquor salesman, so we had a bar on our back porch. And so me and my friends, we'd end up skipping school, and we'd end up like taking a couple bottles of liquor at a time. All of a sudden, like at first, my dad didn't realize that there was any liquor missing. And then one day, he decided to confront me about it. And so I admitted to taking the alcohol from him. But, so I told him, I said I wasn't going to do it again, but I ended up doing it again anyway. So it ended up getting a little bit carried away, and I started skipping school more and more, and then smoking weed and drinking ended up leading to more harder drugs. Back when I was like 17, like right before my 18th birthday, it hit me a lot. Like, I started using every day, using all day, every day, and just to where I didn't even want to, you know, stop. I pretty much didn't want to go to sleep. And so me and my friends had a great idea of going out and just start robbing people because we couldn't afford the use. So we ended up going out robbing people. We were robbing people at gunpoint. Originally, I'm not from up here in Tampa. I'm actually from North Fort Myers, down there in Lee County in Florida. And so we, like I said, we were robbing people. We were robbing people's cars. We were stealing people's cars, credit cards, checks, everything that we could possibly do. Then one day I ended up getting a possession of cocaine charge, riding with my dope boy at the time. He ended up getting caught with a crap load of drugs, ended up going to jail, ended up bonding out. Got put on the diversion program, and then ended up getting out and ended up getting arrested again a couple months later for possession of cocaine charge again. I ended up getting probation or whatever, ended up violating because I ended up getting a DUI. So I'll go forward a little bit, and I turned 21, and it constantly got worse. I was drinking every day, going to bars every day, going partying, going out to the woods, starting fights. That's pretty much the only thing we did is we just go out in the woods and get drunk, go mudding, and get into fights every day. And so about 23 years old, I ended up getting arrested again for possession of cocaine charge, and I ended up doing a year in county jail, and I ended up, after that, I was sober for a while because I was doing classes at a place called TLS down there. And so I got sober for a while. Everything was good for a while. And I ended up relapsing again. At this time, I was with this girl, and we ended up having a baby together. And come to find out, I mean, I didn't even know she was pregnant at the time. Just one day I was at work, and I got a call saying that she was going to the hospital. So I go to the hospital. I leave work early, all of a sudden a baby pops out, I was like, all right, well, I was kind of shocked and scared at the same time. So what I do, I go and get high because that's all I knew how to do. And my son was born premature at 1 pound, 6 ounces. He was born premature at 6.5 months. And so he was in NICU for 4.5 months. And my baby mama never wanted nothing to do with him from the day he was born because the only thing she cared about was using. So I finally stepped up and I got clean. And I was at the hospital every day with my son. But it got to the point when after he got out of NICU that I wasn't financially stable to take care of my son. So I ended up giving rights over to my mother. And my mother ended up adopting my son and has full custody of him as of to this day. But recently, I ended up getting, I ended up getting really, really bad after the relapse. And I became homeless. I was sleeping behind a place called Hope Chest in North Fort Myers, Florida. And I was sleeping on pallets and stuff, and I found out that that was pretty much, I was hitting rock bottom, so I had to do something. So what I do, I had a smart idea to start selling drugs. So I started selling drugs, and I ended up getting with another girl, and ended up moving in with her. And all of a sudden, we started taking money from her parents. You know, we were writing checks out, taking money out of the bank account. All of a sudden, her parents wanted to try to press charges against me. Kind of find out they ended up pressing charges against their own daughter because they had no evidence that I had anything to do with anything because they had no video of me going in the stores, nothing, only video of her. So she ended up going to jail. She got out, me and her ended up going, getting back. We were still together because she cared about me a lot or whatever. And October 1st, 2015, I ended up getting arrested for 4 counts of heroin sales, 4 counts possession to a detective. They had made the investigation since January of 2015. I was a major drug dealer out in Norfolk Myers, Cape Coral. So I ended up going to jail. They wanted to give me, they ended up giving me a program instead of sending me to prison because they figured that I should get help. So I ended up going to Salvation Army in Fort Myers, DOC program. I completed the program. October 5th, 2016, ended up going to a halfway house after that for 2 months. I wasn't making enough money at the time. I was a mechanic at Rick Johnson. And so I had the bright idea of it wouldn't hurt to start selling a couple pills here and there. So, okay. I'll make a long story short. So I ended up going to jail. Ended up getting offered Salvation Army up here in Tampa and got transferred up here to Tampa with my probation. And so I'm still clean to this day since August 1st, 2015. I haven't used. And I'm resigning at the Salvation Army up here. I love the program, and that's about all I got.